it's that thirst for the next result and not relying on the last one. You hear me mention it a lot because I mean it, you know, and I talk to the group about it openly, and it's finding that balance. You need the feel-good factor of the success of, let's say, a good result, of course, although sometimes it can be a really good performance, even if the result doesn't go your way. So that gives that a bit of balance. But then you've got to use that confidence going forward and know that you've still got to earn the right in the next one, and know that, you know, games are not given to you. So it is finding that kind of balance as a group and the culture that we set here, and then trying to really offer opinion on the individual, because, you know, we're all made differently and everyone will have their own feelings about a performance, both their own and the team's. You know, and we like to think we keep it pretty level here. We, you know, we're never too high with the highs, low with the lows. We keep a nice even look at the challenges ahead, and you know, it's a situation the players enjoy, I think. They speak about it openly, and so do we with them. You know, we don't try and leave it alone. We do open it up to the group and how we intend to deal with that. And, you know, the good side of it here is we've had them different periods, you know, where we've had goods and not so goods and different levels of football. So we have got an experienced group in that respect, not just in age, but the things they've been through.
Just in a sort of human nature respect, is it difficult to not get carried away when you are winning, when you're second in the league, when you're on a long unbeaten run? Is there a little bit of every human, every person involved that thinks, this is terrific, you know, I'm really enjoying this? Do you have to consciously put a lid on that?
I think it's easier if it's natural to you. It's natural to me. So my persona and the way I work, the way I'm with you is the same as I am with the players. And people over time here have come to know that. So I don't get too carried away with the, if you're winning, you know, lots of games. I enjoy it. I must make it. I don't always seem like that, but I do, of course. It gives me the inner satisfaction of what we do and, you know, what we want to achieve. But over time, you do, you learn about yourself in them periods, and often you hope to relay that out to the players so that they understand it. And as you suggest, everyone's different, you know, everyone, and we just try and, we don't remotely keep a lid on it. We want the players to enjoy the good times and obviously, kind of strange, enjoy the times that are not as good and make sense of them, because that's an important part of learning about your career and your life. We just keep it on an even balance here, you know. And like I said, we open it up, we speak with the group about it, and the key thing for us is enjoying the success when it comes your way. We worked hard to get it, and then making sense of it so that we can keep it, you know, and use it going forward. So that's what we look to do.